Hey, Only Stands listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Okay, people, we got another episode of Only Stands going on right now. We have Megan Nutt here. As you can tell by the abundance of nuts, she brought us a bunch of nuts.
I did, apparently.
Which is nice. She brought us Oreo-covered cashews.
I mean, you can have all these nuts.
I don't need nuts too much in my life right now on a Wednesday afternoon, but I do love nuts.
Okay, so we're calm today.
Pretzel-covered hazelnut, thank you for that.
But I can actually show you the proper way to de-shell a pistachio.
I've always wanted to know that, so if you want to show me.
To show you? Okay.
Yeah, please show me how to de-shell a cashew. Or pistachio, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. A pistachio. Go ahead and open that real quick. Thank you for the assistance. So if you can open the first one, then you're, like, kind of good. Easy. No issue. But if you take that shell of the first one and you stick it in the second one, you can just, like, crack it open like that. Not mess up your nails. If you don't have nails, there you go. Here, try it.
Why would one not just purchase pre-opened cashews?
It's the experience, you know?
There you go.
Try it. Try it like this. Just, like, try it like this in case, like, say you couldn't.
For efficiency. Sake.
Yes. This is the sauce.
There you go.
Oh my god. Well, that
fantastic.
It was effective. I don't know if it was as effective as
did the name Meg Nutt come from like a love of nuts from you? Is that
it actually came from the fifth grade. Okay. So I played the cello. I was playing in the orchestra. Yes, cello. But my second string, who was my best friend, told me the song we were like playing had the lyrics of actual spices and stuff. And he said, oh, like, nutmeg is a spice. I'm going to call you that. And then my other friend was just like, Meg Nutt, and it kind of stuck.
You haven't cooked with nutmeg a lot?
Like, a little, like in my pumpkin pie, you feel me?
Yeah, it's a good pumpkin pie ingredient.
Yeah.
But it's more like, I think it's more sweet ingredient than savory ingredient.
What do you put it in?
I don't really like nutmeg. I'm strict, like.
I feel like offended by that comment. I don't know why.
I'm not a baker. Oh. I like to cook. I use like salt, pepper, maybe
what do you
garlic
cook?
Powder, onion powder. Cayenne, I'm a big cayenne.
Okay.
Chili
like the
powder,
spice.
Underrated. Very low key. Cumin is great.
Cumin is great?
Cumin.
Oh.
it's spelled like cumin, but it's cumin.
Cumin. Okay. Cumin. Oh.
Exactly. If we ever open a restaurant, you can be the pastry chef and I'll be the chef.
Okay, perfect.
I'll be the chef.
Not Megan in cumin.
Balls and nuts.
It's a
pretty sick restaurant name, honestly.
I mean.
What would be on your menu if you started a restaurant?
Meg Nutt? No, I'm kidding. Honestly, it would probably be like nut milk ice cream.
That's where the pastry chef.
Oh yeah,
you're in charge of the dessert.
Get like a croissant in there, a nice little flaky one. But I'll make it vegan.
Are you vegan?
I try to be, but you know my family. They're
trying to be. I don't think you are.
I try to be plant based. I don't claim to be vegan, but I do think it's like good to have those options. Why? Do you like vegan food?
No.
You don't?
No.
You haven't been to the right place.
I have. I used to do a burger show here, and I've been to many. Probably have had what people would say are the best vegan burgers in New York, and they all suck.
The best vegan burgers in where?
And they all suck.
They suck? You've had them all?
Pretty much every good vegan burger in New York I've had, yes. And they suck.
Oh. Well, that's disappointing.
I forgot.
Come to Miami. There's a lot of good places.
There's one in like the fucking Lower East Side that's really, really good that I can't think of. Not even good. It's supposed to be really good. It's called like Maddie.
Maddie B's. I literally go to this restaurant all the time. It's like an all vegan like sushi restaurant. It's so good. It's called like Planta, I think. They literally have a location here.
Okay. I'll
Okay.
Just tell me the exact name and I'll go. All right. So this is an OnlyFans podcast. Let's talk some OnlyFans stuff.
Okay.
What would you consider yourself? Are you an OnlyFans model first or a TikTok queen first?
I definitely got my start on TikTok, which inspired me to like go to Instagram. Everyone's like, make an Instagram. And then eventually that became OnlyFans, you know. But
OnlyFans.
I'm definitely an OnlyFans model. You know, I'm a little bit of everything.
How long have you been in the game? You're jack of all trades.
Since October 2020, yeah. Like a Renaissance woman.
So
but
2 years in.
2 years deep,
two
you
years
know.
In. I do gotta say, I think you're the first person we've had on the show, which I respect. Respect to you. This is the first person we've had on the show that when you subscribe to Meg Nutt's OnlyFans, it does say only topless in the messages.
I mean, I'm not trying to scam anyone or anything, you know. I'm just trying to like build relationships with
everyone. A lot of scam artists out there. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
A lot of girls just post Instagram photos. At least you're honest. You're like, hey.
I mean, make it clear. Like, I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Top of stuff, it's in the messages, it's there.
It's there.
But it's not gonna be like full blown porn too.
Yeah. I feel like honestly, it's the place anyone can really get to know me. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Like, it's just stuff from like every day that I can't really post online. You know, some illicit TikToks that stay in the drafts.
Oh, yeah. Your TikToks are a weird scene. We're going to get into that.
They're a weird scene, God.
They're not a weird scene. Okay. It's a fun scene. But,
which one?
There's so, did you ever see yourself going into like the, other stratosphere of OnlyFans, or you're strictly going to stick with just the topless shots?
I mean, you never know, but as of right now, we're staying topless, you know, free the nipple, but I didn't expect to be topless one day. Things, exactly. You know, shit happens and you make lemonade out of lemons.
You're like a legendary athlete retiring.
So oh my God.
Who knows if I'll ever come back. I may come back. MVP. Gotta leave the door open.
One more game.
I saw you doing in one of your OnlyFans posts in a Hago face. You mentioned Nala before this. We talked about that Hago face a lot with Nala. What are your thoughts on that? I personally despise it.
So you despise it. I mean, you know, we all have preferences. We all like different things, but definitely it's a part of like the anime culture and like that whole scene in which like characters and a few like hentai films feature that. So I know definitely if it floats your boat, it floats your boat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it floats a lot of guys' boats. Like I respect it. It just freaks me out a little bit. The other day I think I saw Nala. I was going through my Instagram stories and I saw her post a picture of her cosplaying as the Joker doing the Hago face. And
I actually saw that. Yes. It looked, you were taken back.
Scary.
It looked scary.
It looked like The Conjuring.
Scary hot. Scary sexy. No.
It's just my personal preference.
You don't like to be scared. I mean, like, some people like to be scared. Like, it turns them on.
I don't like to be scared.
You don't like to be scared? No. What do you like? Like, what movies do you watch?
Rom-coms.
Comedies. Okay, I like those.
I watch
like Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, Adam Sandler. I'm a one-trick pony. I rewatch a lot of things all the time. Okay. I just sit there and rewatch Entourage for hours. And The Food Network.
The Hangover.
Love The Hangover. I think it's the best comedy movie of all time.
The best comedy movie of all time.
I have a stark difference between best and funniest. I think Hangover is the best comedy movie of all time, but I think Superbad is the funniest comedy.
I've actually never seen Superbad, but
you've never seen Superbad?
No, I need to see it. I need to see it.
I don't even know who Seth Rogen is.
I've seen a lot of other stuff. It's like everything. I will.
What are your favorite movies?
My favorite movies. I love thrillers, and honestly, this one a lot of people probably haven't seen, but it's called The Tailor, and I thought it was so cool because like I grew up in theater, like that was kind of my scene. Mm-hmm. So the movie took place in literally one room, like one set, and somehow like. Had a whole plot and storyline. I've just never seen it before. It was kind of like a stage.
That sounds sick. You know, it's one of my favorite movies. That is kind of a horror movie, actually. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, I love it. Oh, and also Sharknado 4.
I gotta check out the Sharknadoes. I've never seen them.
You've never seen Sharknado?
I have not seen the Sharknadoes. No disrespect to Tara Reid. I love her in American Pie. But I saw you do some cosplays. So I do Princess Leia cosplay, which I feel like is obviously the OG in the cosplay world.
Oh, yes, yes. No, I love Slave Leia. Like that whole...
Yeah, obviously. Jabba the Hutt, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
We could do a Jabba the Hutt Leia.
Oh, my gosh.
That would make a lot of cash. That'd be pretty sick.
Next OnlyFans post.
What's your favorite cosplay you've done, though?
Ooh. Probably... Princess Leia, honest to God, or like Starfire. I have a few that I haven't even posted, but I'm going to post.
Yeah, who's on your wish list?
Who's on my wish list?
Next cosplay you want
to
do?
You know, I've never done Harley Quinn. Everyone wants me to do Harley Quinn.
I think that's so basic.
I know it's so basic.
Harley Quinn, Velma.
Well, like okay, so like I'm a big Sanrio fan. Like I literally have like Kuromi on my wrist, and there was this like new show called like Agresetto, and like the main character Retsu. Like I have a whole little fit. But I haven't posted in it because, like, I don't want everyone to, like, think I'm a furry. Like, I don't want everyone to think I'm a furry or anything. Like,
hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won every single fight.
will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So speaking of furries.
Are you a furry?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
There's a very famous Entourage episode about furries. Also an Entourage episode about Comic-Con. And I know you're in the Comic-Con world. I did want to ask you about this.
Yes,
I have
yes.
one Comic-Con question for you.
Okay.
What happens at Comic-Con at night?
At night?
What happens at Comic-Con after dark?
So it depends on which crowd you go to, but there is like a bar at the Comic-Con events, an open bar. And I know a lot of people that are drinking. They're getting drunk throughout the day, missing signings. And then like the interviews, eventful.
That's what I'm saying. Like at nighttime, Comic-Con's over.
The smell.
Does everybody go up to their hotel and change their normal clothes and then go down to the bar?
No.
Or is everybody in costume?
No.
At the bar?
Like, I mean, I feel like when you're cosplaying and stuff and you're in that mode, it's like you're really immersed into it, especially like at Comic-Con, because it's like you get hyped for it. It's like you and your boys, and you guys are going as like.
The Avengers.
Like Hunter, y'all are like, yeah, the Avengers, like popping out. Oh my gosh. Actually at Comic-Con, someone asked me, what was it? Which superhero do you think has like the largest like eggplant, or like who would I hit? And I was like, Hulk, because he's trying to smash. And like they never even posted it. I was
obviously
like,
obviously Hulk. That's a good one though. We could post that.
Okay.
And the way you just said eggplant, you could post it on TikTok too. That was very smart. You're a season veteran.
I'm just funny like that, I guess. I'm that guy.
You're that dude. Well,
you're that dude.
Ever hear any stories, or you yourself at Comic-Con? Like, people are drunk and they like bring each other back to the hotel. Are they this character? They're like Avengers orgies going on.
I mean, like, you know, role playing's your thing. They're role playing. You know, they're in the zone. I went as Lady Tsunade one of the days, and I definitely had a few people that enjoyed that. But you know, I love that. I love making people happy.
I don't know who Lady Sonata is, but it sounds great.
Okay.
Hope they did. OnlyFans subscribers.
Yes.
You ever have a, what's your weirdest subscriber request that you've had to deal with?
I mean, like, I get marriage requests. Is that the one? Like,
ever any, like, realistic ones?
Realistic ones? I mean, no.
Who doesn't get a marriage request? Everybody gets a marriage request.
Yeah, I feel like you get marriage requests. Like,
I wish.
People have asked me to pee. Like,
it's a classic.
Yeah, it's interesting. Do anything with a toothbrush?
Okay,
I've actually been asked. Yeah, I forgot. I've gotten DMs about a toothbrush. I don't know. They wanted me to like brush my teeth and then put it inside me.
And then send it to them, or just...
Yeah, I mean, no, they just wanted me to tell them about it. But I was
yeah,
like,
that happened
but
a lot.
I was like, that's a little.
What
only
they,
topless.
What do they offer?
What do they offer? Like $20.
Oh,
like, I'm like, I can't even buy a toothbrush for that.
If
like,
you're taking the time to go to the post office.
A post office.
Instagram. I'm saying you got to send it to them.
I'm going physically to the post office and
sending it to.
This is like a tape, then like a VHS tape. I miss VHS tapes.
Same. Who doesn't want to watch The Jungle Book on VHS, right?
I had like Dora on VHS. I was that age.
What would you say? Have you ever done any weird subscriber requests that you've actually done?
Well, this isn't like something I've done, but it's something more so I've noticed like a trend of a lot of people doing. So when my nudes leaked in like 2020, people all put my profile picture. Well, not my profile picture. They put my nude as their profile picture. And then like TikTok wouldn't take it down. It was just like being sent crazy. I had the fastest growing subreddit in under 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, brother.
You know, we breaking records. But it was a picture of me at 17.
Okay, no, I take back the fist bump. That fist bump is officially retracted for the record.
Retracted. But no, but nowadays, if you Google my name and like there's just a bunch of cum tributes. Like, I didn't know what a cum tribute was, but apparently...
Is that when they come on and picture your face?
Yes. You know what that is? Okay.
It's kind of self-explanatory.
I've never heard of it before, but apparently a bunch of people do cum tributes for me, so...
In your subreddit?
Not in the subreddit even, like on Google Images. I don't... I was like, how is this up? I was like...
I don't think I bring myself to come to it on a photo.
I'm more so like... wondering, like, who all posts, because it's, like, pages. And I'm like, so who's all posting this? And then who's all not posting it? And then, like...
I think about that.
But, like, I love it. I love you.
Even, like, conspiracy good vibes. Theories. We hear about conspiracy you theories. Know? Imagine conspiracy theories you don't hear about. Imagine the cum tributes you don't hear about.
The cum tributes you never know.
Exactly.
Of.
Imagine that. Imagine a guy that's doing a cum tribute and not even posting
it. It's like my soulmate's out there just giving me a cum tribute and I don't even know it yet. Like,
speaking of that, you ever get with a fan?
I have not
it
been with a
fan. Like you did the way you
No, but like I'm. Listen, I'm very single, so you know I do me. I enjoy myself. I'm born on Valentine's Day, so I feel like you know I got a lot of love in me. But it's like if we vibe, we vibe. You know, it doesn't matter really who you are, what you do. It's just right? Like who you are as a person.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm. I mean, no, I guess.
Imagine that you meet a guy, you're like 6 months in, you're having a great time, you look online, you see you posted a meg.com.
A cum tribute. Well, you know, actually, that's crazy. Like, my ex apparently, like, had seen, like, a nude picture of me before I ever even met him. And then, like, lied about it for a bit. And then I found out, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why would you lie about it?
You gotta be honest.
Like, tell, yeah, just be, don't be sus.
Exactly.
Don't be sus.
Let's talk a little bit about TikTok. You're a TikTok superstar. You
TikTok.
11 million followers on TikTok.
Is it, okay. Yes. I am very, very grateful for TikTok. I, honest to God, think it saved my life.
I agree.
I feel like it gave...
fucking insane.
I was...
That's probably you're one of the most followers we've had on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm honored. Fist bump.
Fist bump, queen. Back. 11 million is a lot. How'd you get to 11 million? What was the key?
So I started out on TikTok by doing like little POV skits. You know what that is? A POV? It's a point of view. So there was a trend on TikTok back in like 2019, 2020. And people would just like act and kind of role play in a way. But I would look and be a hall monitor. Like I'd be like, excuse me, where's your hall pass? And that video got like almost 2 million likes. And so then I got like a million followers off kind of doing that for a while, and then my noodles leaked, and then I kind of went to more videos about me and my lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, I
there's trap queen.
So I went through some of your TikToks. I found one. There's so many.
There's a lot. Don't scroll down too deep.
I've learned recently the best way to find questions for the show is to go through TikToks. But you just have so fucking many. I just look at random ones. But you had one about sitting on Santa's lap and him getting hard.
Oh my god!
Did that actually happen?
Yes, that did. So I forgot. I guess I trauma blocked that out. So we went to go visit my family in Alabama because my cousins live on a farm, you know. So my little brother's three. We're going. They get Santa to come over, and so he's gonna get to have a little experience, tell him what he wants for Christmas. So after that, I was like, you know, I'm in Alabama. I'm going to get some content for Christmas since I can't really do a lot. I had a little key Santa dress. I went and sat on his lap. And then he was like, hi. I was like, let's take a picture. And immediately I was like, that's not a candy cane. That's Santa's dick.
Santa popped off.
But I popped off too. I was like, ooh.
Were you starstruck?
Starstruck? I mean, a little. I was like, I didn't know you were real.
Yeah.
And now it's very real.
God, what a story.
I forgot about that. Good job.
Santa Claus doesn't have to wear fucking like jock straps. They should wear cuffs.
I guess. I mean, they're riding in a sleigh all night, like on a reindeer, so.
I'm talking about imitation Santas. Not
oh, yeah.
Not
Imitate. Would you be an imitation Santa?
I have black hair. I don't need to pull it off.
I feel like I would. I'd be like Mrs. Claus. Or like a little elf.
Really good Mrs. Claus.
Be like cookies.
You seem like the type of person that gets very into Christmas spirit.
I do. Honestly, I love decorating.
Only 3 months kind of sucks that we found out Santa wasn't real, right?
Literally, it kind of did suck.
How old were you when you found out?
Oh gosh, honestly, this, like, I got so traumatized in the way I found out, actually. I don't know how you know this, but I was 7 years old, and, like, I was with my dad in the car, and I was just like, hey, some girl at school said Santa's not real. Is Santa not real? Like, tell me. I said, Santa's real. And I guess I just annoyed him for an hour, because he finally said, fine, you want to know? And I went, no, and I covered my ears, and he said, take your hands off your ears. So I took them off my ears, and he goes, the Easter Bunny's not real. The Tooth Fairy's not real. Santa's not real. And I literally, apparently my mom saw me. This is before my parents divorced, but they just, like, saw me, like, my face go, and, like, just start crying.
That's so sad.
I mean.
Seven is very young. Seven is young, you know, to find that out.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm okay.
I don't think I knew till sixth grade.
No, I'm kidding. Till sixth grade?
Till sixth grade.
So you were getting your stocking filled each year.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
So, but your parents were also like, you better be good.
I remember when I went to my parents' sixth grade Christmas, so I said it in sixth grade, and they were like, okay, here's the deal. Santa's real, but he calls us and tells us what to get, and then we get it. And I was like, you're fucking bullshit.
So you're like, this is a hookup line. Cap.
And then
how long did they get? How long would you have believed it if, like?
Still probably would have believed it.
Still? And, like, everyone
here. Christmas has been downhill ever since.
You know what? But Santa is real. I mean, like, St. Nicholas was a guy.
Okay, another TikTok you posted. It was about your dad knowing about your OnlyFans.
Yes, yes.
What's your thoughts on that?
So, he knew I launched an OnlyFans when I went to LA for like 3 months.
When the daughter goes to LA.
Yeah, I turned 18. I was going to go to college at a full ride. I said, I'm not going to college. I'm going to go try to be in this girl band or whatever. Yeah. So I go out there. Big shock. Girl band does not come to fruition, but, you know, for the better, babes. And I literally ended up just launching an OnlyFans not a month later, and then I called my dad after. I said, oh wow, I don't really know what to do now. I said, hey dad, I launched an OnlyFans, I'm kind of done with LA, I kind of want to come back. He's like, okay, got me set up, like, I got my little crib, but now I'm with my family again. Yeah, I still live with my parents, but it's great. You do?
Yeah.
Okay, knuckle bump.
Awesome.
We're going in for this.
Yeah, you're fucking.
Especially during COVID.
During COVID was great. Got a few home cooked meals, played COD with my friends.
You know, you got the good Wi-Fi. I get my brother wakes me up. He'll come knock my door.
Yeah, that's big. That brother knocks the door. So you said you're single. What does a weekend look like for old Meg Nutt?
Well, I'm kind of an introvert. I'm what they say more so.
So you're not a partier.
Yeah, I'm not a partier, but I can definitely match the vibe. Like, if everyone I'm with is, like, getting lit, I'm not necessarily, like, a big drinker or anything like that. I'm more of a smoker. I like to collect Heady glass and, like, smoke hash rosin. I don't know if you... Have you ever taken a dab?
No.
You've never, okay, I'll give you a dab.
I've never done drugs.
Drugs? Do you think weed is drugs? Like...
I mean, I think it's considered drugs. I've smoked weed a few times. I feel like I've never done it properly, though.
Okay. I could set you up.
I've never been high.
You've never been high?
I don't know.
Do you want to get high?
No, I got a big day at work.
A big day at work.
But
we got more to talk about.
So how does one ask you out? Do you meet guys in the DMs? You meet them out on
a Yeah. Patch? I mean, honest to God, I do love things organically, but I will not lie. I definitely sit online in my DMs. You know, I like to be in there. Because who doesn't like it? Like, that's literally what I do. I feel like that's, like, a part of the world now. But that's, yeah, what my weekend looks like. Me on TikTok working. And then, you know, having some fun in between. And then all the TikToks that stay in the draft that, like, don't get posted, get posted somewhere else.
OnlyFans.
So yeah, OnlyFans.
Wait, so where do you live now?
I live in Miami.
So you live at home?
Yes, with my dad.
So you freaking, do you still hang out like with high school and shit?
No. So I've transferred to 3 different high schools. So
you were a high school transfer. That makes me sense.
Yeah. I didn't get a prom or a graduation either.
I didn't get a prom.
Why?
My high school canceled prom in 2006.
Who fucked up?
So actually what it was, I don't know why the fuck they did this. So my high school canceled prom in 2006 for a flaunting of affluence, they said. Like, I'm from Long Island, it was a private school. And they said that people would, like, get limos and shit. So they didn't want a flaunting of affluence. It was fucking embarrassing. So I had no prom. Literally, Stephen Colbert made fun of my school.
Interesting. On the Colbert report,
but I had no prom. my prom, they would give us a fucking boat ride around Manhattan, masquerading as a prom.
That's amazing.
I don't know if I even would have had a prom.
That's kind of, would you have gone though? Or do you think you would have just gotten like stuck at the pregame?
To the prom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone. I don't know who I would have taken.
Really? Did you have a lot of options? Like,
no. I mean, I was definitely popular. I had a lot of friends.
You were popular. I can't.
I had a lot of friends, but like, there was one girl I would have wanted to take, but I'm not going to lie. She was a bit of a floozy. So I don't know if she was.
Oh,
yes.
But you wanted to get lucky. You going to have a good prom night?
I liked her a lot. She was cool.
Oh.
But prom, we didn't have a prom. We all went back to my buddies. The girl that always had parties, all went back to her house. Was,
got lit?
Had a party, yeah.
Okay, bad.
That was my fake prom night.
I felt like at the like TikTok convention I just went to this weekend, it felt like a prom.
You went
like
to TikTok convention?
Yes. Yeah. more than you want
to
know.
I would love
everything to happens, but this year wasn't as lit as like 2020. Like when I didn't even have a million followers on TikTok yet, I was literally like more on like the grind. You know what I'm saying? I was more in like sparkle in my eye, excited to like see all these people for the first time, and then I got to see all my friends I like haven't even met on. Because they were online yet, and then all of my old friends that I haven't seen like in 2 years, so it's kind of amazing. But anyhow, they have an after party. I forgot who's post like Amazon Prime hosted an after party for the TikTokers, so we went, and literally it felt like a prom. Like they had an open bar though, so that was actually pretty nice.
What happens at a TikTok party?
A lot of twerking.
A lot of twerking.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I try to be there, support my girl, support my.
Are you not in the twerking?
You know. I'm learning. You know, practice makes perfect, but I wouldn't get out here and be like, I'm a twerker.
I can definitely see it being like a Sweet 16, the fact there's a lot of grinding and making out.
Yes, literally so much making out. Oh, and then like people that, low-key, I don't have a problem with anyone. Like I literally am like so chill. Like if you have a problem with me, whatever. But people that I haven't necessarily like talked to in a while that I didn't know we were even on good terms, like came up to me and just were like acting like nothing, like completely fine, like from the past 2 years, I think I'm like, okay, everyone's really drunk. Someone was like snorting a substance in the bathroom. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say what it was. Lord knows what it was. It was a crushed yellow powder. So I couldn't even identify.
You did any makeouts at the TikTok convention?
Me doing any makeouts? No.
You know, probably not a PDA gal?
I actually like kind of that feeling of like about to get caught, but no, there was no one I really wanted to hook up with at Playlist. Like all the influencers are low-key just like not my thing, really.
Not your vibe.
Not my vibe. Well, like to date, like obviously a lot of them are my friends, I'm saying, but like in terms of like a relationship, I feel like maybe it's because it's like what I do, but it'd be like difficult. But a lot of people think it would be easier because you guys can like work together, build a brand.
So you just mentioned dating. What's your perfect date? What's been that perfect date?
Perfect date? Something thoughtful and unique. Like, I don't necessarily like just want to go to like dinner. But I don't know if you like make like a nice, we make like a nice little picnic basket. We cut the little sandwiches in half. We walk down to the park. We lay a little cloth out, you know, a little board. It'd be cute.
You seem like such a picnic person. That's gross.
Oh my gosh. Don't you love love?
No.
What?
Love is great, but you're talking about
what kind of love are you talking about?
You're talking about a first date picnic.
Mm-hmm. Cause it's like if you wanna date me, I feel like you have to like show you wanna date me.
What about like a fun restaurant?
What is a fun restaurant? Tell me.
There used to be a restaurant in New York City called Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde. Ooh, I love that musical.
Jekyll and Hyde. There used to be a restaurant, Mars 2112, where you would go in the elevators in the basement, they'd take you to Mars.
Is that a club?
It was a children's restaurant.
Oh, pretty much. Awesome. Okay, a children's restaurant, a club.
It was awesome. Mars 2112, for any kids from the New York area have been there. It was awesome. What if someone took you to Mars 2112?
I want to go now, honestly, because it sounds kind of cool. Yeah, see if it's open.
No, it's closed.
Oh.
Trust me, it was a bad day for me. But it was awesome.
Oh, Hibachi? That's fun.
Hibachi's fun.
Yeah, you know, and you don't have to talk too much.
Field trip place.
Ooh.
We went on so many field trips here. If you were ever in the city, like going to a Radio City show, you would go to Mars 2112 after. You literally go in an elevator down there, and then it takes you under it.
That looks like the Toy Story.
To Mars. Yeah.
That reminds me of a place. There was like something called Wannadoo City where I was as a kid. They closed it. It was so sad, but like you literally got paid to do fake jobs. like you had a bunch of fake fruit in a store, like you would be the grocer, the cashier, and you would scan it, and then you would get paid in like these wanna-do city bucks. And like you couldn't even do shit with it. Like like they just had you like fake working. Like I don't know why I loved it so much. It was like kind of fun. Honestly, I'd do it now. Like I would definitely go with my gals. That would be a good date. Go to Wanna Do City if it came back.
Okay, so we're winding down here. I'm going to do a few would you rather questions presented by Wood, a Barstool Sports grooming idea.
Okay.
So, would you rather only be on top or bottom during sex?
Bottom, pillow princess. Final answer.
That's fair. Would you rather date a guy who's ugly and rich or hot and poor?
Mediocre and nice.
That's not the question. Ugly and rich or hot and poor?
Ugly and rich or hot and poor? Ugly and rich.
Good answer. Would you rather have a guy that lasts too long or too short?
Too short because it's a compliment.
Hell yeah, brother.
Double fist bump.
Would you rather a 0 body count or 1,000 body count?
0.
Have you ever done the whole virgin thing?
I mean, we on that V gang.
Fact. Okay, this is a good question for you actually. So, you obviously have pretty big tits.
Oh. How'd you notice?
Would you rather use tits or huge ass if you could trade?
I mean, I love myself, so I feel like I wouldn't give up my boobs, and you know they kind of had a lot in what I'm doing now, but you know, I do love me some fat ass. You feel me? So I guess my boobs though. So boobs.
Good choice. Final one. Would you rather dad bod or fit bod?
Dad bod.
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of girls that I believe would say fit bod. You seem like an authentic dad bod person.
Why do I seem like that?
You just seem kind of down to earth. There's a few girls we've had in here who I would say, who's a girl that I would think is definitely a fit bod person that I have on the show. I mean, there's so many of these girls that are just banging dudes with six packs and tattoos everywhere. But either way, we'll move on.
Go off.
That's pretty much all I got for you. You got any questions for me?
Yes. So your name. What's your name?
Glenn.
Glenny Balls.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's your favorite ball?
My favorite ball? I like a stress ball.
A stress ball? You like to squeeze it?
I enjoy a ping pong ball.
Ping pong ball.
Actually, I would say a Spalding.
What is a Spalding?
What a Spalding is.
No, I don't.
The little bouncy pink ball. Play stick ball with it.
What is stick ball?
It's like a New York version of baseball. Play on the street with your pals when you're growing up.
I was never allowed to play in the street.
Against the wall. It's great to hold.
I would love to play this game though.
It's so
much. I like it. Stick and balls. That sounds like a good game.
Other game that you play against the wall in the schoolyard. I can't think of what it's called. It's so much fun.
Four square?
No, it's basically kickball. It's basically like playing tennis with your friends against a wall.
Racquetball.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shout out the OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is Megnut, MEGNUT, TikTok, Megnut0202.
Fact. Hey, deuces everybody. Thank you for watching.